Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside. Happy Monday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, where
Hobo.
20 years of John Cena being celebrated right now across the WWE.
Just a fantastic couple of days. He just ran out. They did the whole lineup for him. All the stars of WWE Raw, introduced by Mr. McMahon, still gets a wild reception as more wild accusations are being thrown his way. But yeah. John Cena, a guy, as we know, what do you do to combat bad press? You say, wait a minute, we've got an anniversary? It's John Cena.
We got a lot of bad stuff happening. What can we do?
Well, John Cena.
Hey, we got John. Let's blow it up, man.
Wait, it's 20 years?
Yes, 20 years.
So they're doing everything with their merchandise, everything with their partners. Here's a vignette of all of his Make-A-Wish efforts, which is at like 651 or something.
Second,
like he did a thing where he was on vacation.
Unbelievable.
And they got a request. He flew across the world, like a 12-hour flight to go meet this kid and hang out, play with toys, whatever. Just that's just who the guy is.
I mean, just, you know, if you're looking for positivity, something fun like that, 650 Make-A-Wish
It's unbelievable.
I mean, that's unreal. And they say he's in the ring right now, but I can't see him.
No
so
sign.
I don't know that he's there.
It is Frostburg, kind of fuzzy.
Can you see him?
I cannot.
Can't see him.
No, it's good.
I see ropes.
Can't see him. And there's a microphone that's kind of floating in the air.
No, that's
but
it.
I can't. I can't.
Like he's a ghost.
I can't see him.
Now, they did a thing with one of the instant card sets, right, where they're going to do a tribute to a bunch of his title reigns. And like with it, you could get an autograph card. And it's like, do I need the Cena autograph? And would there actually be an autograph on the card was the question.
Oh, no,
or is
no.
it a blank autograph sticker?
They would tell you it was there, but you couldn't see it. That's what
exactly.
I mean. You think about all the John Cena gear
it's
that they say is there.
Link.
You just can't see it. No, it's there. Trust me. It's like the Emperor's new clothes. No, it's there. You just can't see it. Oh, okay.
No, I just remember going to a couple of live events where the bit became John Cena sucks, and like you could just see he was smiling. Like he's like, all right, I'll take it. Love, hate, just don't be indifferent. I almost feel like we should play that Craig phone call again.
I think about that Crank phone call probably once a week.
I play it every couple of weeks.
Once a week.
Maddie trots that out every now and again.
Do you support the military? Yes. Yes, we do. Oh, good. Because there is a Marine who needs your help. And his name is John Cena.
It is really one of the great bits. But no, a fantastic weekend. Went and saw a movie. We got John Cena. The Stanley Cup final last night.
They dropped it after they won.
That was pretty good.
Dented it. Come on.
Skating, trying to slide in and
can't
lost
trust the
balance.
Avalanche.
They weren't even drunk yet.
They have the cup for 5 minutes and they're already denting it on the
ice. But it's not like they'd been in the locker room and then said, oh, we need the group photo.
And
my kid won a national title.
Nice. Yes, she
did. How about
did.
That?
Very nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
She should now hate me for bringing it up on air,
why?
But I have to.
Why?
Yeah, she doesn't want the pub.
Why? Of course she does. She plays sports for a living. Well, not for a living. Well, I can't say that because now she's ineligible for college.
No. NIL can start whenever, baby. Okay. Let's go. Inquire within.
Is there a sauce packets NIL that Maddie can
Well,
have,
it's or? In my will.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Certain number of cubic feet of sauce packets
okay.
to be
all
delivered
right,
upon my demise to my daughter.
Here you go.
Here's some money.
Here's a dump truck full of sauce packets.
Here's some trading cards that were put aside for you and a mountain of sauce packets.
Fox Sports Radio.
You're going to do that all night, aren't
I guess
you?
You
really got to stop that.
Yeah,
your
come on.
Throat's going to start hurting in about 20 minutes.
No.
You'll start talking like you're Harvey Fierstein before long.
Do it one more time. Oh, Kyrie's definitely going to the Knicks.
Stop. You tried to make it happen.
It's happening.
You tried to make it happen. It is not happening.
It's still in play.
No, it's not.
Well, that's just the thing.
It is not.
In the old cover your ass kind of thing, I mean, it could potentially still be in play. But why don't you lead us down this deep, dark highway?
Kyrie Irving.
Can't see him either.
The drama is over, but is it really over? As we find out this afternoon, The Athletic reporting that Kyrie Irving is opting into his $36.5 million option with the Nets for next season. Kyrie Irving telling The Athletic, quote, normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. Isn't that what Matt Damon says in the crypto commercial?
That is
right?
True.
Fortune favors the bold.
Or brave or bold or whatever. Yeah, I mean, it is somewhere along that. What did I keep telling you? Kyrie lost, what, $17 million last year? You think he's throwing out another 30?
No, of course
as much as we can look at Kyrie and say he's a wild card, I think Kyrie still likes money.
He says, I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. All even with the L being number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you remember, Kyrie Irving last week spent a lot of time on this story, had a list of teams he would have liked the Nets to trade him to with a sign and trade deal.
Again, all through his media minions.
Yeah, if they
this is another Aaron Rodgers.
Of course, we told you this was. Where do you want to go? The Knicks? The Lakers?
No. But as we always say, it's like at no point did he get in front of a microphone to say this. Here's all my, like, I don't want to own this. I want it out there, but I don't want to actually have to own what I'm saying here. Because eventually I got to go back and look at Kevin Durant in the face. And I can have plausible deniability.
There are two things that should not surprise you at all with this. Number one, that he opted in. I said the whole time, there's no way he's not going to opt in. Because his choices were to make $36.5 million this year or much less. So if you have $36.5 million in this hand and you have, I don't know,
what
was
the it, other like hand, 6.2
you're going to take, right, but
on
you
a mid level with the Lakers.
If he could get traded and sign a long term deal,
sure.
But you know, it's not happening. If he's going to mid level to the Lakers, $36.5 million, $6 million. This is the last time he's ever really going to get paid. So of course he was going to opt in. That was always the case, right? Now, the big question was, when he opts in, is he going to stay a net, or does this mean this can facilitate a trade? And now here he is telling the Athletic, I'm opting in with the Nets and I'll see you in the fall, and he's going to stay a net. This is also something that should not surprise you, that Kyrie Irving and his people surveyed the NBA landscape and they're like, hey, Kyrie could be available. Why is no one in this room? How come no one's in this? Why is no one in this room? Why? It's like in Goodfellas when Tommy thought he was being made and he walked in and they're like, hey, there's no one in this room. There's no, oh, no, he knew he was going to get it, right? This is
there
Kyrie.
Was nothing we could do.
Nothing. What do you mean there was not? There was nothing we could do.
There was nothing we could do.
Why? That's where I learned in the mob. They always send two people if you're gonna hit somebody in the movies, right? If you see a guy with one guy in the movie, he's going to survive, because the mob always, supposedly in the movies, they send two guys. Because if something happens, one guy can overpower one guy, but one guy and two guys, not going to happen. So that's one thing for mafia movies
okay,
to watch.
Good. Yeah.
Not surprising. They saw the landscape and team said, yeah, you know what? We feel pretty good with what we have. Well, why is that? Well, the nine games he's going to play for us next year, we don't think it's worth it. We don't want to give up anything. The only team that was interested was the Lakers. And according to reports, the Nets didn't like what the Lakers offered, because what can the Lakers offer? They have nothing to offer. How about Russell? Hello. There was nothing for them to offer. The Lakers were the only landing spot for Kyrie Irving, because they're the only team that has no hope for next year already, because they're sunk with all the money they have spent. So yeah, Kyrie to the Lakers, I liked it. I said, that's the one place he should go. But he looked around the league and he saw that nobody, would not even break in the bank, wanted to trade assets for him, because you don't know when the guy's going to show up to work. You can't give up anything for that guy. Nah, but I'm going to come here and play. And he saw that nobody wanted him and no one was going to trade for him. So, okay, you know what we got to do right now? I got to opt in here. Could this change in the... Sure, as time goes on, Kyrie Irving could get dealt, but right now, he's coming back to the Nets saying, I'm going to honor this commitment I made with KD, and we're going to get in for this year, and then go on and see what happens after that. In theory, it could happen, but this is what it's going to be for the Nets in the fall. It's going to be Kyrie and KD, one last roundup to see if they can actually do anything in Brooklyn, but there should be no surprise that he opted in, and no surprise that he wasn't dealt, because nobody has any interest in trading for him after what he's done the last couple of years.
No, and that's the thing, is that you all stipulate to the fact that he's a fantastic talent when he plays, and you don't know how many games you're getting. And to think that you're getting not only a full regular season, but you're going to go deep into the playoffs and roll through. Like, I kept hearing all the, well, he won with LeBron, so that'll work. It's like, that was a long time ago. That's many weary miles, a lot of headlines, a lot of head scratchers, some random quotes like you read today, all of those things that come into play of, all right, am I trusting this? And LeBron and the Lakers, while they might have been willing to sign up to it to a degree, I mean, that's a last resort kind of situation, right? Because LeBron, after dealing with what he did this past year, you think he was, oh yeah, this will fix it. Sure.
I'm sure they could have, because he knows it's not going to work right now. So, okay, well, Kyrie, maybe that could work. And that's what I mean.
No,
if you have one hand your right hand, that you know doesn't work, right?
Because
you
Which still, is good, because I'm a left.
Right, you're left. But you know that.
But most people wouldn't expect that, so I could still punch him in the face, and they'd be shocked.
Except you tell people you're a lefty, so they see it coming. But you have one bad hand
on the street,
and one good hand.
Yeah.
Your bad hand is the Lakers, right? It's a bad hand. I know that's a bad hand.
Yeah.
Is your other hand any good? I don't know. You're in your late 40s now. You've lost a step. I don't know that you can make quite the fist you used to.
I'm sure the bigger issue is that I have no reach.
Well, Tyson had no reach either.
Yeah, but I got to get inside. But then he'd bite you. I don't want to have to resort to that.
Okay, all right.
But your point is well made.
I know that hand is not good. Do I know your other hand is good? No, but I know it's not as bad as that one, so why not? Maybe something else could. Maybe you wind up having like bad bone density in that hand, and you can't lift anything up.
Well, I drink
but
a lot of milk.
I would go for that.
Got to drink a lot of milk, because that'll at least help some of it. But the idea
being... And that's one to grow on,
yeah, exactly,
for Mike Harmon.
With Kyrie Irving is that you've watched the last couple years, right? This isn't a guy who's an unknown, right? He's not an unknown commodity, a guy that was on the rise, got hurt, whatever. No. This is all well chronicled. All the different paid time off, because really that's what it was. The COVID stance, make of it what you will, he wasn't available to his team when they needed him a number of times in the playoffs and all around these last 3 years. He's not been available. And even before that, wasn't a guy that was grinding heavy minutes, heavy games. That had already started to wane. So at this point in his career, trying to bet that he was suddenly going to find the best of himself. And look, maybe he defies the odds. But you know what? Father Time works on all of us. So whenever we're going to do that for all these other players, we still have to do it to him, don't we? Yeah. And again, when he wants to play, great player. But am I going to risk whatever, if you're an executive, to where maybe you don't have that same resolve at the, you know, at the top, going, looking at you, going, all right, maybe he's the guy, maybe he's not. Are you going to roll the dice on your job with that? No.
Now
and across the NBA, how many places are really secure? We do this with the NFL a lot. Do the same thing in the NBA. What, five? Six teams where you just say, you know what? They've got it going, and their front office and coaching staff knows what they're doing, and they're secure. Everybody else might as well roll the dice. You have no idea what's going to be at the end of the year.
He is now living the payback of what he has sown the last couple years. The not playing, the showing up when he feels like it, and general disinterest towards the team. He is now nobody wants him, and that's absolutely the way it should be.
I will just say this. My ego would be okay with it when I started cashing the checks equaling 37.5.
We made the deadline, right? The deadline's Wednesday, right? I just want to make sure.
Get caught in a fax machine.
Let's make sure. Let's do it 2 days before so nothing happens on Tuesday. Let's make sure.
It's all DocuSign. We all do it digitally, yes?
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. So Kyrie is getting exactly what he deserves, except he's also getting $36.5 million. So there is that.
What's the lesson there, kids?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
John Wall is back, and he will join. And John Wall will join the LA Clippers.
How about that?
After reaching a buyout with the Houston Rockets. Wall was due $47 million this year after exercising his player option, because, you know, who wouldn't do that? He took $6.5 million less to become a free agent. This is the roughly the amount of the mid-level exception, and John Wall is going to the Clippers. Not that this is something that's going to make the Clippers a title contender, but I feel much better about my offseason prediction of the Clippers to be in the Western Conference Finals next season, like I did, because I said next year is going to be Clippers and the Grizzlies, and the, you know, you got Kawhi coming back, and now John Wall, who still has some good basketball in him, but is not going to be asked to come in and be the savior. Hey, just come in and play a few minutes at this point. But I feel better because you brought in a good player, and I like the Clippers already, and here they come again. I feel this is one of those when the used car sale, or the car salesman tells you when you've already decided to buy the car, he tells you things that you just like it even more. Like, oh, did I tell you it's got the cooling seats? What do you mean cooling seats? Yeah, it's the cooling seats for the hot weather. Oh, you already sold this car before, man, but now I love the cooling seats. John Wall is the cooling seats of this story.
I dig that. It is interesting, right? The difference in the buyout is the mid-level. So he's going to get $47 million to go
away. I don't want to lose a one penny. All right, all right.
Well, a guy who hasn't played more than 41 games in a season since 2016-2017. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, but
it's about the time Kyrie Irving was winning a title.
Oh, what's it is that long ago? But it's he's going to be asked to come in and play, be the sixth man, come off the bench, play 20 minutes a game. If he's playing well, he'll play more than that. If you're looking for someone to add to the roster and come in and play right away, forget about having to worry about a draft pick. You don't know if they're going to be able to crack the rotation. You have someone now who can play some decent minutes for you.
Look, God bless him getting his full dollars and cents. Never begrudge a man his
money. My guy is back. I kept saying John Wall forever.
You've been trying to talk him onto every team. Kyrie's
Lakers.
Having an issue. Kyrie may leave Brooklyn. Okay, John Wall's there.
He's the solution for everything. Hey, DeGrom and Scherzer aren't back. Oh, John Wall can be a guy.
Arm's fresh. He's only played 40 games in the last 3 years.
He hasn't
done a lot of that stuff, so he can get him back in. That's the only thing. Right, it's the what are you really getting? But you don't know, and you don't have to break the bank to do it. Now to make him go away, the Rockets do, and they've got a great young core. They're going to be interesting to watch. Our guy Ryan Hollins is on the call of that, and he's excited about some of those players. And I don't think he was trying to do a sell just because he works for the team.
He's going to be playing for the team next year. He's going to be doing games.
He looked pretty good in his Big Three debut.
He's going to be doing games, and then he's going to be on the floor.
Well, as long as he's mic'd up.
Yeah.
No, that'd be good. 5 years of the Big Three already. But for John Wall, you have no idea what he's going to be able to do. But your investment is low. So sure, at the back end, and this goes to the Clippers as a whole, you have no idea what to expect from this squad, right? The wish, wanting, hope of Kyrie and all these guys come back and they're healthy and look at us, we're going to make a push. They're like, I don't know, am I getting 40 games? Am I getting 45, 50? I mean, you start doing like you're an auctioneer. Well, all right, who wants in at 55 and a half?
But they also don't need him to come in. They just need him to come in and be a solid piece off the bench to be a contributing player that maybe it turns into a little bit more, because the guy is 31. He hasn't had a lot of tread on his tire in the last few years. So, okay, you're not going to say you got to come in and play alongside Paul George and play 40 minutes a night. Like I said, it just makes me feel a little bit better about the Clippers, and I felt really good about them before. Now I feel
even better.
It's the cooling seats of this Clippers story.
If he can get back to being that 20.5, 20.6, like he was 19 to 20 points per game his last 3-4 years, if you can get some explosive minutes off the bench and a good scoring option to where, because they are always coming back off injury, mm-hmm. Kyrie, Paul George, etc., you can steal minutes from them. It's much like we surmised a Warriors run would have to be. Instead, those guys were still playing 38, 40 minutes a night en route to a title. But when we look at John Wall, I don't know what to expect, but I sign up for it, right? Talking about all of this player movement, some of it, it's from a, does it fit? No, it doesn't fit. No, it doesn't make sense. But you know what? I'll sign me up because it'll be good theater. This is, he's a piece. He's not a guy that's going to cause any ripples. He's not, an even with the exorbitant amount of money he was making in Houston and the buyout that he'll collect, good for him. But he's not expected to be a star.
You know what? This is what I look for him, where he can be. And tell me this isn't incredibly valuable. If he could be a little bit better Sean Livingston when Livingston was with the Warriors, right? Livingston, who was talented but couldn't really find a home, had injury issues,
sure.
Winds up in the right spot at the end of his career, you know, gets to a couple of finals in a row, wins a couple of championships, very valuable off the bench. John Wall can be a little bit better Sean Livingston, and that suddenly now things are coming into focus for the, oh boy, that's what this guy can be. If he's a little bit better Sean Livingston, because he can score a little bit more than him.
Sure.
Livingston didn't really score, but he was able to affect the box score, but certainly John Wall can score 10 a game. And if you're getting 10 a game from him and 4 assists off the bench, hey, watch out. I'm telling you, man, Clippers-Grizzlies, Western Conference Finals.
No, I just dig the fact that he'll go to the Clippers, because then it means on the Lakers' side there has to be some act of desperation to follow.
There should be. I tried to get John Wall to the Lakers.
I know you did.
I tried
to put that into existence.
Buddy. I know.
In between all your softball games.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Hellfade Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Over the weekend, we had this crazy story involving Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
He did an interview in which he was asked about the workout Colin Kaepernick had a little while ago with the Las Vegas Raiders. The Colin Kaepernick workout, he looks really good. I don't know why a team doesn't sign him, and then Colin Kaepernick doesn't get signed. Well, maybe, according to Warren Sapp, there was a reason why Colin Kaepernick is still looking for a job. Because when he was asked how good the workout was, Warren Sapp said,
"No, that's
I mean, do you see Kaepernick coming back? I mean, he tried out with the Raiders recently, but I heard the tryout wasn't all that great.
I heard it was a disaster. I heard it was one of the worst workouts ever. I'm wondering how the hell this happened and the tape didn't get out, right? I mean, somebody wasn't over the fence or nothing? Come on, man. We live in a world right now where you put a drone up. Hey, it ain't like they can stop you. They ain't going to stop the workout. Talking about there's a drone up here. We don't know who this is. I mean, what? Come on. Let's run this. They don't even send them up the ladder anymore. You remember when we used to go out to practice? Send a guy up the thing. He's shooting practice off. Unbelievable.
All right, so he kind of got off on a tangent there a little bit.
He started to sound like Berman.
That was on Vlad TV, and his point was that he heard it was awful. How come there's no video of it? If his workout was so good, why is there no video of it when nowadays we get video everything? No one put a drone up in the air for it.
Well, it's not a terrible thought,
no,
you know,
it's not.
In the base.
It's not.
Like, especially if you're going to protest, as his Kaepernick's camp did, of how well it went.
Well,
hey, call all them!
Look, and I get, as questionable as Warren Sapp is, when you wonder, how did he hear about this? How does he know? What proof does he have? All these things. Seeing the tape would be something that would put everything to rest, right? Because we don't usually see the tape of this. We just get the same story. Because every week it's the same thing, right? And this is why, with Colin Kaepernick, you just have to believe one thing that I'm going to get to in a second, right? Every few months he gets a workout. He keeps his name out there, and nothing happens, right? And this is what it is for Colin Kaepernick, who now, as we talked to Jason Lockin 4 hours ago, who said the guy's been out of the league as long as he has been in the league. And it's past the point of, do you think he got blackballed? Did he get... The bottom line is he hasn't been in the league now in 6 years. How good could his workout be? He's not coming back into the NFL. Why Colin Kaepernick works out is that every few months, he needs to stay relevant, right? His sponsors, people, you know, what he relies on for income and still trying to be Colin Kaepernick, he needs to show that I'm still trying to get back in the NFL. You can't tell me he's training every single day, waiting for a call that 6 years hasn't come. You can't tell me that. So what happens is every few months, Kaepernick gets a phone call or is able to hook up with a team who, for reasons differing from we want to help Kaepernick out to it would make us look good that we're bringing him in because we're fighting whatever PR, you know, battle we're fighting right now. It works for both sides. It works for Kaepernick to come in and work out, and it works for the team because they get they're the beneficiaries of, hey, Kaepernick came and worked out for us. And then we get the debate on social media. Why isn't Kaepernick back in the NFL? He was blackballed. He should be back in. And people who want to be in business with Colin Kaepernick, Nike, whoever it is, okay, Kaepernick still has a lot of sway. He has a lot of things going on. Yes, let's still do things with Colin Kaepernick, because the longer he's away and the less he does publicly, people are going to think his influence is gone and he's going to find his spot in the world not quite as firm as it was. And maybe his next deal is not a deal with Nike. Maybe it dries up. Maybe the influence of Colin Kaepernick we're not going to feel anymore. So yeah, this is why Kaepernick does this every few months, so he can keep the name of Colin Kaepernick going. And this is what it is for him at this point. To think that it's about him really getting back in the NFL, he's not, right? He's just been out of the league too long. This is just a reality conversation about Kaepernick. This is not about blackball. Is this guy really coming back in the league? And when the guy's been out for this long, really, he looks great. He could be one of the top. If he could be one of the top quarterbacks now, 5 years, 6 years out of the league, come on. We watched when Terrell Owens had that workout about 7, 8 years, we wanted to come back in the NFL. Hey, I look good. And everybody watched the workout, and they sent everybody there to watch him work out. And what happened? It was, oh, man, T.O., you're done. Right, T.O., you're done. So we know that when you're out of the game for even a little while, your workouts aren't as good. Why do you think Colin Kaepernick now, when he had the big spotlight, the NFL said, okay, Colin, we have a big workout for you. We're sending all our scouts. Just show up. Show up in Atlanta, and everybody's going to watch you. No. I'm going to make up some reason why I have to go. And we heard that potentially it was because he wanted Nike to be able to film his new commercial there. They said no. Now how much do you think, he wasn't going to look that great? And when everybody realizes Kaepernick's not good anymore, because simple for the reason, he hasn't been in the game in a while, it's over for him. He's not being kept out of the game anymore. Nobody wants him. Suddenly, that part of it makes sense. That's why Kaepernick does what he does and why we get Colin Kaepernick headlines every few months. So whether he can play, this is the reason why. So now I just laid it out there for you. This is why we get these stories.
Yeah, so long as you can keep it as this grand mystery, right? Because we still have people 6 years later doing the, well, he'd be better than this guy and this guy. You don't know that. You can't tell me that. Look, are there a lot of guys on NFL rosters that you say, nah, probably not? You know what, though? There's 96 of them that have jobs in general, right? When you get down to it, between camp arms and guys on active rosters. That's what we're looking at. And might he be in that 96? Sure. Maybe if he were actually working out with teams and around, sure. But he's not. And I can't change that. You can't change that. So the perception right now becomes reality. If you want to, his representatives wanted to throw up the tape as look at evidence, okay, maybe you got a different game, right? Again, he's throwing against air and against, you know, two random scripted things, whatever. But if the arm's live and he looks in shape and all of those things, then maybe you at least can make the case of, look at him. He can still get around and still wing it and whatever. We're not getting that. We get little snippets here and there, every now and again, very carefully edited. And it's his thing, right? He was never a guy that was really rushing to get up in front of a microphone to talk to folks. That is what it is. As for his impact, I don't know the numbers of sales of merch. They say it's a sellout. I don't know what that means. I don't know what he means to their bottom line. I do know folks that have benefited or helped in circumstances behind the scenes that aren't getting huge publicity runs of things that he's done in communities. That's great. I certainly don't denigrate or talk down to any part of that. Because, again, we're not privy to all aspects of it, right? But certainly from the NFL side of things, I think it's to the point of it's really a non-starter. Warren Sapp bringing this up now, I don't know. Was he envious of all the NBA guys suddenly getting attention and starting beef? So he thought he'd go after Kaepernick to see if he can flush somebody from Kaepernick's camp out. What's his rep going to say? Well, right, if something happens good and it leads to another business opportunity, the business rep gets cash, right? It's like all the agents that tell you all these great things about what's going on. Like, yeah, they're selling for their guy. So Warren Sapp coming out at this point is like, okay, it's out of the blue. I'm sitting there going, how do you get to this point in a conversation? Because that's it. I haven't gone back and listened to the whole thing. But obviously this made the rounds today, and it's like, all right, why would you ask Warren Sapp his opinion?
Well, he played for the Raiders. He's hearing that he talked. Obviously,
thing with a guy in the place.
Obviously, the interview, they knew he, and it was set up. Hey, let me ask you about this. It's a big deal, and I've heard this. But if Kaepernick was really absolutely terrible, I think we would have heard. And if he was unbelievable, it's hard to take that and as at face value, because a lot of that comes from his people saying, he looked great, Collins ready to sign a contract. Okay, that's your people.
I would guess that this is more like every Tuesday or Wednesday during the regular season, where it's like all these people showed up. They did a workout, right? Teams that are doing the casting call for a possible running back because they've got an injury situation. Mm-hmm. That's what my summary statement of what the Kaepernick workout probably looked like. Came in, did okay.
Yeah, well, we'll keep how your bad name. Could you look?
We'll keep you on the resume.
If you're in shape and can still throw the football, how bad can you really
look? Right, go into the resume stack of we'll call you if we need you.
Yeah, let me see your footwork, dropping back, throwing passes. Okay, great. No, it's done. This is done simply from the fact that it benefits everybody. It benefits him because he needs to stay relevant if he's going to be Kaepernick influencer and businessman and everything else the guy has going on in his life, right? If he's no longer doing this, trying to get back in the NFL, because his identity now is he's the guy that the NFL blackballed. And even today, his story came up with a story about the high school coach who is now allowed to pray on the field getting his job back in Washington. The Colin Kaepernick part of this came
up. You want to go do a big dig on that?
No, I mean, they're arguing there about could he pray it at the middle of the field? Was it got to be at the hash mark? I mean, that's just ridiculous. But this whole thing, you can see where people are still talking about him. Now they bring up Kaepernick and the kneeling, because that part of it was brought up in the SCOTUS back and forth about why they voted the way they did for him to be able to pray on the field. Now this came up because Kaepernick's name came up during it, or allusion to him came up during it. So this is why Kaepernick needs to continue to be this guy. And needs to continue to be he's the guy the NFL kept out. And the longer, because he's not a guy that seeks the spotlight, but he still likes to be Nike's guy. He still likes to be someone who has this kind of influence and still has a business, has a brand. And when that's gone for Kaepernick, his brand is gone. Right, this is just about him being a businessman now. This is not about Colin Kaepernick trying to get back in the NFL. I got to keep this going. You're going to see this story repeat for the next few, until Kaepernick really can't throw the football anymore. Because now he's still in his early 30s, so there's going to be I can still do it. And you know what? Maybe I get lightning in a bottle. And maybe at some point, whether it's next month or in a few months or a year from now, some coach is going to say, you know what? Yeah. Let's roll the dice on him, right? Like Doug Flutie coming back from the CFL. Doug Flutie's in the CFL forever. He's 38 years old. You know what? I think we can win with Doug Flutie. Let's bring Doug Flutie back to the NFL. Oh, look at Flutie. And Flutie goes to Buffalo and starts, and there's Flutie Flakes, and he has a phenomenal last couple of year run in the NFL. Could that happen at some point? Yes, but it's a bolt of lightning, and it's just, I'm going to do this hoping that I get lucky at some point, that some coach decides, yes, he's the guy I want to bring in as my backup, or, hey, we're in an emergency situation, there's nobody else, he can still throw the football, we go to him. That's the only way he gets better. But right now, he's doing this because of his business, because of his brand.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Longtime friend of the show, NFL Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Odyssey 105.7 The Fan. What's happening, Jay?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Greetings.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. There is a ton happening now. And, you know, first things first, we talked about tomorrow's the beginning of the Deshaun Watson hearing that's going to go on with the National Football League. And, you know, I look at this and I keep saying, this is never going to come out good for anybody, because I know what the NFL's going to say. Yes, and rightfully so. And I know the NFLPA is going to say, well, you can't suspend him because you didn't do it for Robert Kraft. You didn't do it for Jerry Jones. You didn't do it for Daniel Snyder. And nobody's going to look good. And everything's going to look bad. It's going to be, we're going to defend Deshaun Watson because you didn't do it for the owners. And it's going to make me go, oh, the NFL, they're not going to be able to buy anywhere to get out of this.
Yeah, I don't know that there is any, you know, like, this is an ugly situation all the way around. I mean, let's just trace it back. The Houston Texans basically aided and abetted this situation, right? Gave them $10, $11 million to stay away, knowing the scope and magnitude of these allegations, but basically took care of the league's discipline problem for them, paid that freight, knowing that somebody on the other side at some point will be desperate enough to give them a king's ransom for this guy, even if he's found to be a lecherous creep and criminal. That happened. The Browns did no real research whatsoever, no behavioral psychologist, no deep dive into his psyche, no analysis of his behavior from anyone with any sort of aptitude in that department. They just kept throwing money at him until he'd finally take it. And the league kind of just sat back and let all this happen, but did let everybody know, hey, at some point we are going to wade into this mess and provide some clarity on when this person actually will be able to play football for a living again. So, I mean, it's always looked terrible for Deshaun Watson. It's always looked terrible for the Browns. It's always looked terrible for the Texans. The NFLPA has to, you know, I mean, he's a dues-paying member. They want to avoid certain precedents. And let's face it, this is a new era of discipline with the way it's being adjudicated now, which is not like it was in previous collective bargaining agreements, just by Roger Goodell for the off-field stuff. So everyone kind of wants to kind of win that tug of war early on, right? Or avoid seeing something happen that they feel like could become a template for future decisions, and no one knows exactly how that process is going to play out. And then in the meantime, more and more allegations keep coming out, right? And there's no sense that faucet's turning off anytime soon because of the scope of this person's behavior. So now, I don't know how anyone could look remotely good. I don't know how there are any real winners in this from just a certainly from any sort of morality standpoint.
Yeah, and certainly no end in sight, right? As we still have long to go with the other four plus. Now the other legalese that's out there, you mentioned the Texans, and now lawsuits filed there. And then you have Daniel Snyder, who's somehow playing hide-and-go-seek against subpoena servers.
Yeah.
So what do we do with that?
Yeah, I think eventually Capitol Hill wins. You know, this is not like him dealing with his partners, right? Because that's what the owners are. They're all business partners, and they want to be careful about what they say or do to or about any of their peers, because they know that they aren't saints either, and they don't want to necessarily be the ones to hold others to account, because, again, what happens if this then becomes me next? However, the House Oversight Committee is not worried about any of that. They could care less about all of that. And frankly, I think they smell a lot of blood in the water, and they look at Dan Snyder as someone who may embody the worst of what a CEO or a owner could be like. I think they look at him and say, this is someone who, I won't say make an example of, because he deserves everything he's going to get and then some. And the fact that he's been able to skirt a lot of this as long as he has is fairly shocking in and of itself. But I think they look at him as someone who they can send a strong signal to the rest of the business world, and certainly to other professional sports franchises, about what it's like to be held account. And I can't imagine he doesn't have to speak at some point. And I can't imagine it's not a complete disaster, because I covered that team for 5 years, and I know how uncomfortable he is in any sort of public speaking standpoint for a forum, let alone this one, where literally the whole sporting world will be watching, and there's no one who can bail him out. I suspect it's a lot of half answers when we get around to it, and non-committal statements. That's not going to play well. And I don't know where this goes. Ultimately, he may just be more trouble than the league thinks he's worth. And again, maybe the right number of owners will get together and say he has to go, even if that means I might be the next one called up to Capitol Hill myself.
NFL insider Jason Locke, and for our guest bringing it with us here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, let's get into some other stuff from the weekend here, and maybe the most bizarre headline, in which Warren Sapp, you know, former NFL star, you know, has been in the media for a while.
Hall of Famer.
Says that Colin Kaepernick's workout he heard with the Raiders was one of the worst workouts ever. Kaepernick's agent said, well, that's news to me. You should talk to the GM and the head coach. What are you hearing about this story about Kaepernick and this workout being one of the worst workouts ever, if indeed it was?
No, I haven't heard that. Look, the odds of Colin Kaepernick ever playing in the NFL again, they were minuscule 3.5 years ago. Today, they're whatever, I mean, microscopic. It's very unlikely. However, this was, from everything I heard at the time and now, done in good faith. They wanted to get a look and see what might be there should they get in an emergency situation where they're signing a veteran quarterback off the street. I don't know that, you know, he had the greatest workout in the history of the world. Again, the guy hasn't played competitive football in a long time. That was stolen from him. Do I think it was the worst in the world? No. Do I think he's going to get signed by an NFL team to actually be on an NFL roster? I don't. I don't know how you could, really, at this point in time. And, guys, I don't even know, like, this situation is so unusual. Like, what would a great workout look like for a guy who hasn't been in a competitive environment in forever? I mean, he's been out of football longer than in professional football than he was in it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know how you evaluate. You know what I mean? You evaluate it. Like, I don't know what you compare it to. He hasn't had any sort of coaching outside of his own throwing coach for longer than he was in the league. So, I mean, do I think there was enough there that at some point, an emergency situation, Josh McDaniels might say, hey, we got to develop this guy a little bit? I mean, I never thought it was particularly likely. The odds are pretty bleak. Is it absolutely impossible? No, but I think it has more to do with the situation than the workout.
Jason Locke and Vora with us here, Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Jimmy Garoppolo is finally going to throw a football. And evidently, he's now going to be able to throw his pitch to go find a contract in a situation that gets him out of San Francisco. Who can absorb a contract of Garoppolo's heft? And how much does one throwing session mean?
Yeah, not a whole lot. I think it's Carolina. You know, I mean, I think we've been talking about this for a long time. You know, Baker in Seattle at the right price point. There's probably something to be done there. And Jimmy Garoppolo, do they want to pay him all $25 million in Carolina? No. And I don't blame them. They're going to be paying Sam Darnold close to $19 million to back up. But Tepper has proven that he's willing to spend. And I think there's a way to restructure that contract and, you know, work the trade so that if he plays X amount of games, then you get a high, you know, you get another pick in exchange for it. The 49ers absorb a little salary up front. It's not rocket science, but you don't, even if they eat five, if they eat seven, you don't want to be paying a guy $18 million and you're not entirely sure about his throwing shoulder. So, again, I don't think this is one that we see much movement on until a month from now, you know, rather than early July.
Let me throw this by you. Odds that this is the case with San Francisco, because we've heard now many times that, hey, Trey Lance might not be as ready as people thought he was. Could this be the Niners just trying to extend this out to save face where they get to the point where they could say, we couldn't trade Jimmy, but now he's healthy, he was our guy, and he winds up starting this fall, even with Trey Lance on the team?
It's, yeah. I mean, look, they could make the case that he should have had the surgery sooner, but now that he didn't, and the timing of this, we don't feel like we can really get fair value. We don't feel like we want to make this trade under duress just to facilitate his desires to be somewhere else for the start of camp, right, because he's going to have to learn a new system, yada, yada, yada. So, hey, you're going to have to hang out here for a while. We're going to evaluate this kid. We're going to wait and see if some other team loses a starting quarterback. Because right now, again, I don't see them making a trade with Seattle. So it's one team, you know, and they might feel like the market of one ain't really a market. And it's, you know what, it's not. So, no, I Jimmy Garoppolo has never had any guarantees that he will be dealt. It's been more likely than not based on a lot of circumstances. Most notably, they moved heaven and earth to move up to 3 to get Trey Lance, you know, a little over a year ago. But the timing of that is certainly fungible.
All right, really quick, Jay, going to put you on the spot right here. Uh-huh. Adrian Peterson versus Le'Veon Bell, heavyweight boxing, July 30th. Who do you got?
I got nobody. I got me saving my money and doing something better with my time. I'd rather sort my baseball cards. I don't give a damn.
Hey, Orioles on the rise. I mean, they got a better record than the Angels now, who are once in first place.
That's counter-programming. That could go on while Jason Lockenfour opens up a box of 1994 Donruss.
Something like that.
There we go.
Junk wax. Let's go.
That's my guy.
20 and 16 in their last 36 there, gentlemen.
You told us they were coming.
Adley Rutschman's got an OPS over 1,000 the last 2 weeks.
Good, I got a stack of his cards there, Jason.
That's the programming.
I'm selling some.
Hey, just let you know, if you do open wax packs from 94, don't chew the gum.
Oh, yeah, I give it to my kids.
All right.
Wow.
They don't know the difference.
What did daddy do to us? This gum is awful.
They're still just baby teeth. It'll be okay.
Yeah. They can overcome it.
Jay, as always, buddy. Thanks
you, gentlemen.
So much.
Have
we'll talk to you,
week.
Man.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Hellfate kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Hellfate Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.